is that by the gate? They're hunched over near the bushes, but I can see the gold lining on their cloak. No burglar would dress in such finery. You there, stop. Don't make me draw my weapon. In the name of the crown, reveal yourself. Take off your hood and state your purpose. There is no escape for you. Your Grace! What are you doing in the gardens? Surely you should be asleep at this hour. Are you fleeing? Is there some crisis at the castle? No. Then why? Surely Your Grace had no intention of sneaking out. Why would you leave? I mean, the kingdom needs you. Oh. You wanted to see the bards performing in town. Your Grace, my cousin saw them last week. He said they're not very good. You're not missing anything. But myself and some armed guards can take you tomorrow, if you wish. No? Ah. You don't want to make an appearance as your royal self. I see. I've guarded you for years, and life in the castle can be a bit confining, I suppose. I saw how the other nobles cooed when you got a scratch during your last training session. I was infuriated on your behalf. The nobility can be so vapid. It's not as if monarchs are made of glass. Not that I'm resentful of the nobility, Your Grace. Look. Pardon me for being so candid. I'm sympathetic to your plight. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. But it is my duty and honor to guard you. My responsibility to you is sacred, and I take my position as your guard very seriously. I can't allow any harm to befall you. So please, allow me to escort you back to your chambers. This way, Your Grace. Ah, I see you've made your choice and drawn steel. The sword is the soul of the knight, Your Grace. It shouldn't be used so recklessly. I know what you're doing, and I appreciate the cleverness of it. If I'm stopping you from leaving because I'm sworn to protect you, then surely I would never take up arms against you. It's a very good tactic, and I applaud your attempt at a non-violent solution. But my Grace has miscalculated. I am driven by purpose. You will not leave my side, even if I have to harm you in the process. On guard. You are defeated, disarmed and pinned to a wall with a knife to your neck. You will yield, and you will go slack against the bricks of this garden wall. Am I clear? Good. Take a deep breath, Your Grace. Allow the fight to leave your body. I have you. A deep breath in. Feel the swell in your chest. And a deep breath out. Now, you've caused me a great deal of trouble and turmoil. I will remove my blade once you've heard me. In this moment, I own you. And for once, you will do as I say. Am I understood? Good. Do you think so little of me? Is my dedication in question, Your Grace? My duty to you is stamped on my heart and my sleeve, bared to the world with every thought, every action. It burns me. The all-consuming fire of keeping you safe, being at your side. How could you think I would just let you go into danger? Oh, it's not that dangerous. Your Grace wears a cloak trimmed in golden silk. And while you are skilled, you have only two hands to defend yourself with. Two hands and one weapon against all the people in this world who would harm you for your birthright. I am going to lower my knife now, but you will remain pinned here against this wall. After tonight, I am owed this confession. You deserve to know how I feel. How far I'll go to remain at your side. No. No, it's not just because our lands and our people depend on you. I wish that was the reason. Your Grace, I am deeply selfish when it comes to you. I care about you so much. I would take up arms and risk hurting you if it meant I knew you were safe. And I don't know if that makes me the greatest of your guard or the worst. I'm sorry. It's not my place to burden you with my feelings. You gave me such a fright when you pulled back your hood. Your Grace, perhaps we can both win tonight, if you wish. I could take you to see the bards perform tomorrow. I just need time to find you a better disguise. Would you like that, the two of us together? Excellent. It seems an acceptable compromise. Since I don't think you're going to have me thrown into the dungeon for my outburst. Good. Allow me to escort you back to your room, Your Grace. We'll walk arm in arm like lovers. I can't bear the thought of not knowing where you are. And I'll stay with you all night to make sure that you are safe. Come, you need your royal rest.